Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Right in the middle of our discussion of Resh Lakish, reported by Ula, but Resh Lakish is ruling that Bia B'Miktzat, Shma Bia, and we were looking at the issue of the Smicha of the Metzora on his Hashem. Maika Savar, so what does he hold? Ika Savar Smicha Hashem Metzora Doraita, B'Tek Smicha Shkita Doraita. If he holds it, both of these things are requirements midoraita, that the Metzora has to do smicha on his korban and techa smicha shchita. So let the Metzora go straight in. Rachman Amar, because God said that's what you have to do. So Adam Armatna, one solution is gzera shamir bepsiot. Really midoraita, he has to do it. We made a decree not to do it because we're afraid he may take unnecessary steps in there and then violate tuma. Ikadamri, there's another answer which is cuts more to the heart of the issue. Rada Barmat, another version of this. Smichat Hashem Metzora Doraita, v'tekel smicha shchita lav Doraita. He says the fact that the Metzora has to do smichat is Hashem, it's Doraita. The fact that every smicha has to be immediate to the shchita, that's not Doraita. So therefore we relax it here and don't violate Tuma. Meiteve, we have a challenge from something we just saw, v'samach v'shachat. And the reason for that is, of course, take off the smicha shchita. Meaning, the reason that smicha is only b'tahorim is because they have to be right there where you're doing the shchita, and that's inside. So, v'yamar lav doraita b'tmein nam mishkachat la. If the smicha is not immediate to shchita, then tmeim can do smicha. Let them put their hands on the animal outside and bring it in. Ella epoch, so we have to turn around the svara. Smichat Hashem Metzora lav doraita. Tzeich l'smicha shchita doraita. Fact that the Metzora has to do smicha, that's not doraita. Okay. Ravina has a different take. He says, l'inyan malkot itmar, that Ula's statement, quoting Resh Lakish, that bia b'miktzat shma bia, is not about koreit. It's only for makot. And that changes everything, because remember, our original attack on this was from the calculus of the Metzora who became a Zav on his eighth day, and we allow him in, and the reason was because the karet of not doing the Pesach trumps the assay of Shiluach Tmein. And we said, if Bia B'miktzat Shma Bia, then there's a karet on both sides. Ravina says, no, there is no karet on both sides. Nobody's suggesting that if you stick your arm in, that's karet. Just makot. Now, Ki'ata Ravna Rava, Ravina came with a whole different report of what happened in Eretz Yisrael. This whole discussion was not about Bia B'miktzat. It was about Tameish and Agav HaKodesh. Deitmar, Tameish and Agav HaKodesh, Shlokish Amar Lokev, Yochanan Amar Lo Ein Lokev. The Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish was about what happens if a Tameh touches Kodesh, whether or not he gets Makot. And let's see where that happens. Shlokish Amar Lokev, because B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. The Torah, in talking about a Yoled, it says she can't touch Kodesh. Yochanan Amar Ein Lokev, because Ahubi Trumakti. That's something we discussed in the third parak of Makot. Rabbi Yochanan says that phrase, Kodesh there, is referring to Truma, but not Kodshi. Now, Resh Lakish, Hai Kuala Hachi Udata, wait a second, is Resh Lakish really used B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga for this? Haimi Baile Azhara Lo Ochel B'sar Kodesh. This is a prohibition against eating Kodesh when you're Tuma, Otome. To eat Mar Azhara Lo Ochel B'sar Kodesh, Minam Resh Lakish Amar B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. So you see, he uses this same Pasuk for that. Tani Bardala, he gets it from the Limud of Bardala. Atya tumato, tumato mi biat kut mikdash. The word tumato, as you see on the page, which is in the Parsha Paraduma, and talks about entering the mikdash. And here, if you eat kodesh for tumato alav, then those two connect and tells you, malalan anashvi is here. Just like in the case of biat mikdash, the Torah said, don't do it, and gave you a punishment of karet. So similarly here, you get the punishment. So, how can Resh Lakish use B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga to teach me that that's about a Tameh touching Kodesh? It's about a Tameh eating Kodesh. The answer is Tameh Shana Gaba Kodesh Midaf Krachmanam Al Shanagia. He gets both. The fact that a Tameh who touches Kodesh gets Makot, he gets from the fact that the Torah used the word Nigia, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, instead of Tochal. Zarala Ochel, and how does he get a prohibition against eating Kodesh of your Tameh? Midi'itkash kodesh lemikdash. That the kodesh and mikdash are compared in that pasuk about the yoledet, b'chol kodesh lo tigal mikdash lo tavo. And therefore, you see that just like entering the Mikdash has a karet, so similarly, Chodesh to Chodesh Lotigah has to be a karet, which is eating. Now, Tainik of an Rish Lakish, we have a bright that supports him. Chodesh Lotigah is a Rala Ochel. I told him, is a Rala Ochel, I might think that it's a literal reading. Chodesh Lotigah, it's a prohibition against touching it. They're compared. Kish Kodesh the Mikdash, Kodesh being Sancta, and Mikdash being the Mikdash. Ma Mikdash Tavar Sheish Bon Tilat Neshama, just like entering the Mikdash is something that carries with it Karet, Av Kodesh Tavar Sheish Bon Tilat Neshama, similarly with eating Kodesh. Be even again, Tilat Neshama Mika, there is no Karet for touching Kodesh when you're Tameh, there might be Makot, but no more. Ela Ba'achila. So that's a bright that supports Rish Lakish. But still, b'chol kodesh lo tigah is needed for yet another thing. He needs it for the fact that there is also makot, according to Reish Lakish, for a tameh who eats from basar kodesh before zrikat adam was done, which is not such a clear issue, as we'll see. De'itmar, tameh shachah basar kodesh defnei zrikah, Reish Lakish amar lokeh, v'chol amar eino lokeh. Okay, Reish Lakish amar lokeh, why? B'chol kodesh lo tigah, he gets it from b'chol kodesh lo tigah, and therefore, Loshna Lifnei Zrika, Loshna Lachar Zrika, any Kodesh. Therefore, it doesn't matter to him, which, by the way, answers the question. This isn't another need for the Pasuk, it's the same need. Chol Kodesh Lotigah means she can't eat any Kodesh. A Tomei can't eat any Kodesh, and therefore, it doesn't matter before or after. Rabbi Yochamar, Enoloke, why do you not get Makot for eating Kodesh before Zrika? Tanei Bartolat, Tumato, Tumato, that sings, Zerashav, Chikata, Vahu, Lachar Zrika. That's referring to a case of Achar Zrika. The answer is that if Reish Lakish wanted to limit it to that, then it would say Bekodesh Lotiga. My Bechol Kodesh. Why is it Bechol Kodesh? Shema Menatarti. So you get both from it. Gufa. Now let's reanalyze this. Tamei Shachabasar Kodesh Lifnei Zerika. Reish Lakish Amar Lokeh. Chumar No Lokeh. Amar Baye Machloket B'Tumat Haguf. The Machloket Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is only if the Kohen or the eater is Tamei. Aval B'Tumat Basar. But if the meat itself is Tamei. Everybody agrees you get makot for eating basar tameh the fnei zrika. The amar krak, as the Torah says, v'ham basar, in the pasuk on the page, the rabot etzimu v'nad alav bnei achila ninu. It's there to include, even because the word basar in that pasuk, as you can see, is superfluous. It's there to extend the prohibition even to things which are not edible. If they're tameh and you eat them, you're chayav. Filo achar rabinu kran. The Torah nevertheless included them. So if the Torah included things were not even edible, and you're chayv for eating them as a tamei, then certainly the Torah will extend it to edible stuff before Zerika. That's Abaye. Rava has the opposite take. Rachloka b'tumat haguf, b'tumat basar divra kol, ain't no look. My taima. Kevin de lo karina be b'tumata alav v'nichrata. Since there's no karet for it, lo karina be, sar sheigah b'chol tamei lo yachel. Therefore, that other pasuk doesn't apply either. But we just got through saying that even non-edibles are there. If he put these non-edibles in the kli, that's kind of like having zrika done. Like putting the lavona into the kli of the kli sharet before putting on the mizbeach. That is tantamount to having all the matirin be brought. How do we know that? Did not. Kol sheyesh lo matirim, mishakavu matirav. Anything which has matirim, pigul can only apply when matirim were already brought, like the dam. Kol she'ein lo matirim, like etzim ulvona, mishakidish bakli. The minute they go into a kli, they're already considered good to go, and liable for pigul. And so, therefore, in the same way, at that point, we would say that they would be considered la'achar zrika. Okay, itmar. This is a related machloket of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And in our first read, they come out again saying the same way, Reish Lakish saying makot, and Rabbi Yochanan saying not. And that is if you put parts of a donkey or a horse, a behemat tmeah, on the mizbeach, Reish Lakish amar lokeh, Reish Lakish amar eino lokeh. Why? Reish Lakish amar lokeh, because tohara'in tmeah lo. The Torah said, put proper animals up. And so therefore, v'lava b'miklala se lokino lav. If you have a lav which is an inferred lav, from the way the Torah said, do it this way, and therefore you do it a different way, you get makot for it. It's a very difficult position, as we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Lo Kinalav. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed and said, you do not get makot. Why? Lav Mamikal say Ein Lo Kinalav. So their dispute is not about the nature of the problem, but about the consequences for violating one. So now Moti for Rabbi Yirmiyah challenges Reish Lakish. Ota tochelu, in the list of animals that may be eaten, velobe matmeya, you can eat these and not others, cows and not donkeys, mamichal asay asay. And there's an asay, therefore, to eat proper animals. But there, you don't get makot for eating an improper animal because of that pasuk. You get it because the Torah said, don't eat it. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, she said, asper lach. I'll explain to you because I'll tell you what was really going on. Everybody agrees that if you put a donkey up there, you're not loka. The machloket is if you put a chaya, a deer, it's tahor. It's a kosher animal, but it's a chaya. Here's how the machloket read. You do violate an asay if you put a deer up there. He says you violate nothing. So here, the positions are also flipped. Not only is the machloket about something else, but the positions are flipped. Yochamar over ba say why? Because behemain chayalot, the Torah said put a behemot there, not a chayat. So lakishamar in over below klum, haula mitzvah. Meaning the Torah says, here's what you have to do, put up a behemot. In the spare time, you want to put up a chayat, vakasha. Motiv rava, Rashi points out that of course it has to be a chayat Torah, because Mashkei Yisrael, as we'll see in Manachot, limits anything on the Mizbeach to something that of course we are allowed to eat. Now, Motiv Rava, he challenges it. Ilu ne'amar korban ladunai behema. If the Torah just said bring a behema as a korban, Timar chay b'chal behema. I might think chayot are included. Kiyashinamar, as you see in Parshat Re'ei, zota behema shetochelu. The Torah says, this is the behema you may eat. Shor sech sabim seizim ayalu tzvivi achmur. The Torah counts domesticated animals, and then chayot, like deer and gazelles. So you see that they may be included in behema. Tamil amar bakar ratzon. Therefore, the Torah says, in Vayikra, if you want to bring from the Ema, you bring from the Bakar and Son, herd and flock. Bakar and Son, amarte l'chava lo chaya. Yachol le'yavim revi kasher. I might think you shouldn't bring them, but if you do, it's valid. Halamazad amad, tell me shemar lo rabba avi lichitim, avi lochitim usorim. It's like a man whose teacher told him, bring me some wheat, and the student brought him wheat and barley. She'eno k'mavir al dvarav, elik mosim al dvarav. He's not violating the teacher's instruction. He's adding. God said, bring a Ema, you brought a Ema and a chaya. Chasher, Talmud Lomar Bakar Ratzon. Therefore, the Torah says, "Bring Bakar Ratzon." Tamar Tilochav Lo Chaya Halamazu Domeh. What's it like in the pair? In the example we gave, Mishmar Lo Ra Al Tavi Li El Achitin. Teacher said, "Don't bring anything me anything but wheat." Vilo Chitin Usorim, and the student brought both. Enu Kaziv Al Dvarav Elakim Avir Al Dvarav. Now the student is not adding to his words, but violating his words. Upasul, and the animal's pasul. Tiyuvta Rish Lakish Tiyuvta. Now Rish Lakish has been disproven, and indeed, this animal, this korban, is invalid, and you, of course, violate, it's not a korban, but it's a pasul, but the main point is you do violate an asay as a result. Okay, we'll pause it here, and we'll take a look back to the second Mishnah, and then look at the next piece of Gemara, which is commenting on that. In the meantime, we should have one.